This is The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. Today, I begin another episode of Fran and Jesus on the Job, my fictional story of a single mom who's learning to let Jesus guide her and use her as an ambassador for him in her working world. And as she's working at her desk, her friend Louise, a fellow believer, walks into her office and shuts the door behind her. "What is it, Louise?" Fran asks. "What's happened? You look like you've seen a ghost." "Fran, have you read this latest memo from the home office? Listen to this," Louise reads from her phone. "In order to make certain that our company provides adequate protection for all of our employees and is compliant with federal and state guidelines, everyone is required to attend a training session addressing these concerns. These are two-hour sessions which will be conducted by an outside organization and focus on our individual responsibility to affirm and respect everyone in our company. Please select the day you can attend and sign up below." "I have not seen that," Fran replies. "What do you think it's all about, Louise?" "Oh, I know what it's all about. I talked to Sandra in HR. You've met her?" "Yes, I know her. She's a fellow believer. I like her a lot," Fran replies. "Well, she told me that this training is to tell us how we are to treat LGBTQ people. She said they are making new policies on how we address them, especially cross-gender people and stuff like that," Louise says with anxiety in her voice. "Well, I don't know that I see a big problem with that, Louise. Do you?" Fran says. "Well, yeah, I do. They're trying to make us accept what is against our beliefs, our doctrine. This is the politically correct culture gone amok, Fran. This is just step one. What will be next?" Louise is truly upset about it. Fran gives it some thought. "Louise, we already treat these people like we treat anyone else, right? So they're not going to make us do anything we wouldn't do already. That's the way I see it. If they just want to never discriminate and always treat them with respect, I can agree with that. That's what I think Jesus would do." "You just don't get it, do you, Fran?" Louise says with some frustration. Well, is Louise right? Does Fran just not get it? This should be an interesting discussion, which will continue tomorrow. We have a new edition of my book, Fran and Jesus Still on the Job, which includes a lot of these Fran stories. You'll find that at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.